You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right there, Booby, why don't you tell me what's going on in your life?
Well, I gotta be gentle about this, and I have to be sensitive to the situation.
Wait a minute, let me ask you something. Do I have to be sensitive about it?
Well, that's up to you,
right?
I guess.
No.
It's up to you. I have to be sensitive about it.
What
I don't want to reply to...
What damage could I possibly cause?
500 emails of, you know, Jeremy, you're an ass today. I don't want to do that. But...
Well, why should today be different from any other day?
Well, it's usually 200-300. Today, I think, feel like it would be 500. So, essentially, we're going to be getting a roommate. We're going to be having a house guest for a few weeks here coming up, I believe, towards the end of August.
You'll have a tenant.
A tenant parked on our couch for a little while. And, I mean, going back a few steps, you know how I am with having people at my house in general.
I know.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Even if we have people over for get-togethers, it's like come 7:38, I'm like looking at my watch. All right, let's wrap it up. I got things to do tomorrow. Now, the person that's going to be staying with us is my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the circumstances around this is why I have to be sensitive. She's had some foot issues for many, many years. Yeah. I believe it's her left foot. So she's been overcompensating. It's been hard to walk, and she's been putting more pressure on the right side of her body and yada, yada, yada. Having severe hip pains, went into the doctor a few times. Turns out my mother-in-law needs a hip replacement. My mother-in-law lives alone. She's got nobody to help her. Nicole is her only spawn. Her mom will be at our house now while we take care of her for 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah, she probably won't be able to walk very much, can't go up and down stairs, so it'll be, you know, a lot of preparing meals and bringing them, and I don't know, Dom. I don't know what this is all going to entail. I'm just not jumping up and down about this. Now, before everyone writes in and say, Jer, you're being an ass, help your mother-in-law, you know, this is major surgery, I'd be fine with all this if she hadn't, for the past 15 years, every time she's been at our house, talk about how she's eventually moving in with us. One of these days, get a room ready for me. I'm coming. I'm going to be staying. This'll be my new home. The dog will love your backyard every time she's been over. So this essentially, like a gateway drug, is a gateway stay for her. This is a taste, Tom. This is a taste for her. This might be my future permanently. This is my concern.
Do you know, in many societies and cultures,
yeah,
the idea of having multi-generational households is embraced because, you know, the children learn from their parents and from their grandparents that multi-generational families become stronger, and
Japan's
the children learn
Japan.
A lot from that. Yes.
She should move there.
You have an opportunity here to teach your children, you know, of how to be a helper and how to be a giver. And what are you
absolutely.
Doing?
Absolutely. This is
You're on the radio complaining.
This is a big heart moment right here.
This poor, sweet woman who's not going to be able to get around, and look at you, Mr. Yeah. I'm, you know, in fine physical shape. Yeah. I can run, you know, faster than the wind and jump over buildings. And
sure.
All she needs is a little bit of help.
Little
and what are
bit
you doing?
Of help. Complaining,
complaining.
I've been trying to talk her out of this. I'm like, you know, I get up early. I'm going to be making noise in the kitchen. I'll probably be waking you up, and we go to bed early, and you know, you're going to have to get on our schedule. The kids are loud and noisy. We got a dog that runs around. I mean, it's not going to be a relaxing setting.
I think this is going to be wonderful for everyone involved except you. I think Nicole will be thrilled to have her mother close.
I mean, can't
the
she,
kids get to spend time with grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's Jeremy over there with his arms crossed,
yeah,
the pout on his face.
Yeah. She's going to get a taste of living there.
The last thing I would like to say about this is,
okay,
I'm glad it's you and not me.
Yeah, this is going to be a good time.
See, I don't ever have to worry about this because my mother-in-law doesn't like me.
See, that's so huge.
So she doesn't even want to come visit.
She'd rather just lay in her house and not be able to move than to be with you.
Okay, so she was on the phone with Gretchen yesterday, and Gretchen had her on speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to walk into the room as her mother is talking to her about all the photos that she found in her house of Gretchen going on a date with this guy and Gretchen's prom photo with this guy. She's like, I just love this. You both look so adorable. And I found the one where he's putting the corsage, you know, or whatever. And the one where you're doing this.
You just look so happy.
Right. I was standing there with this grin on my face because her mom dislikes me so much that she will call Gretchen and talk about how wonderful her memories are of her with other people.
Oh, what could have been.
Yes. So I don't have to worry about her camping out
at
on
all,
my couch
man. At
because
all.
She wishes I was never born.
Good for you. Let me in on your secret. What did you do to tick her off? Nothing? You just were you?
I will honestly say I have a track record of getting along wonderfully with the families of the women that I've been in relationships with until this.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I have relationships with some of the moms of people that I've been in relationships with. Sometimes I have better relationships with their parents than I do with them.
Haven't you gone out with moms of previous,
after breaking up, they would rather hang out with me than their own daughters.
Oh, I thought you dated the moms of some of these women. That's how much they loved you. Yeah. Now that you're done with my daughter. Who's your mommy?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, so I'll keep you updated. I think this is supposed to happen sometime towards the end of August. So you have an extra room at your place, right, that I could come crash at?
What's your ultimate concern about her living there, though?
Because she will have her own room. She's going to like it too much. She will like it. And no, because she won't be able to use stairs.
No, I'm talking about ultimately. Not the hip replacement.
Oh, about
recovering.
Being dumb.
I'm talking about down the road.
Stuff I can't get in. There's just, you know, family stuff. So, yeah, and yeah, it just wouldn't work.
Stuff.
It wouldn't work.
Are you concerned that maybe you're not going to be able to be intimate with your wife because her mother's in the house? You guys aren't in it that much anymore anyway, are you?
We might do it in front of her mom. That might get her to leave.